KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Crossroads of Western Iowa has joined Pound Giving Tuesday, a global day of giving that kicks off the holiday giving season and inspires people to collaborate in improving their local communities and to give back in impactful ways to the charities and causes they support. Crossroads of Western Iowa is participating in Pound Giving Tuesday by hosting the Give from the Heart Hygiene Drive from November 28th through December the 1st. That's today through December 1st. The Crossroads is asking its employees and supporters in the community to donate new unopened toiletries of any of the designated collection sites. All donations will go to program clients. The collection sites include Crossroads locations at 1851 Madison Avenue and 1732 Madison Avenue in Council Bluffs, 2307 South Olive Street here in Atlantic, 602 Ontario Street in Missouri Valley, also one Crossroads Place in Missouri Valley. In Ottawa, 301 10th Street in Sioux City at 835 Gordon Drive, and in Cherokee at 322 Lake Street. Also, there is Mid-State Bank locations. You can drop off those unused toiletries at 1851 Madison Avenue, as I mentioned. Also, Mid-State's Bank in Missouri Valley at 321 East Erie Street. On First Whitney Bank here in Atlantic at 223 Chestnut Street, and the Stengel Health Mart at 821 Iowa Avenue in Ottawa. The Crossroads would like to recognize Mid-States Bank, First Whitney Bank, and Stengel Health Mart Pharmacy for serving as collection site sponsor. And you can thank you them too and the community with your continued support. Spokesman for the Food Bank of Iowa said food donations regularly decrease significantly this time of year. Danny Ackright says while donations begin to drop off, the number of people who need assistance has not dropped a lot since the Great Recession that started in 2008.
You would think that there would be a lot fewer people who are food insecure. But really, at the peak, it was about 14% in Iowa. 14% of Iowans were food insecure, but it's only down to 12%.
The organization covers 55 counties in central and southeast Iowa, and he says there's always a seasonal drop in food that's available as the various garden programs and farms head into the winter season.
Of course, when the growing season ends, that flow of produce kind of slows to a trickle.
He said the Food Bank of Iowa has seen an increase in financial donations, which he says are important to keeping the pantry stocked.
We're able to use those to buy the products that people don't generally donate and that we're not getting during certain times of the year.
The Food Bank of Iowa brought in more than $2.8 million in donor support last fiscal year. The previous fiscal year, the number was at $2.2 million. Ackright says the money raised in November and December of each year equals between 30% to 40% of their yearly total. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office on Monday released a report on arrests. On November 27, 30-year-old Janae Nicole Anderson of Omaha was arrested on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Anderson was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held as of yesterday on $2,000 bond. On November 26th, the deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 23-year-old Maisie Cheryl Williams of Atlantic on two district court warrants for probation violation. Williams was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $10,000 bond. On November 21st, deputies of Cass County arrested 18-year-old Kane Melvin Cooley of Atlantic on a charge of simple assault with regard to an incident among inmates at the jail. Cooley remains held in the Cass County Jail on $32,300 bond. On November 20th, 33-year-old Cody Keith Hansen of Atlantic was arrested on a warrant for Pottawatomie County. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released to authorities in Pottawatomie County. On November 16th, Cass County deputies arrested 54-year-old James Van Henson of Anderson, Indiana, on charges of theft in the fifth degree and public intoxication. Henson was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. Also arrested November 16th was 48-year-old Pamela Joanne Murphy of Greenfield, who was wanted on a district court warrant for failure to appear. Murphy was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $2,000 bond. And on November 13th, Cass County deputies arrested 25-year-old Ashley Marie Rollins of Atlantic on two district court warrants for violation of probation. Rollins was brought to the Cass County Jail, where she served her time and was released several days later. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports two arrests were made last week at around 10:15 p.m. on November 22nd. Police in Adair arrested 26-year-old Cody Leon Zimmerline of Adair for driving under suspension, failure to have proof of insurance, and failure to maintain registration plates. Zimmerline was released from custody about 90 minutes later after posting a $300 bond. and 24-year-old Kara Ann Gehring of Dexter was arrested at around 12:40 a.m. on November 23rd. Gehring was wanted on an Adair County felony warrant for probation violation. Her bond at the Adair County Jail was set at $2,000. Two people were arrested on separate OWI charges in Audubon County over the Thanksgiving weekend, and a Cass County woman was arrested on a drug charge. The Sheriff's Department in Audubon County reports 23-year-old Maisie Cheryl Williams of Atlantic had been arrested at around 6 p.m. Saturday on a charge of possession of meth within 1,000 feet of a public park. Her arrest stems from an investigation into an incident at the 500 block of Pacific Avenue in Audubon. Williams was seen by a magistrate and released with a preliminary hearing in Audubon County on December 14th. She was later transported to Cass County, where she was seen wanted on an outstanding warrant. And on November 23rd, Audubon County deputies, with the assistance of the Iowa State Patrol, arrested 29-year-old Casey Stephen Bullock of Gray. Bullock was taken into custody for OWI third offense and open container following a traffic stop. He was brought to the Audubon County Jail, posted bond, and was released. He's scheduled to appear for his preliminary hearing on November 30th. And this past Saturday, 18-year-old Jacob Arnold Saul of Audubon was arrested for OWI first offense and stopping on the traveled portion of the roadway. Saul was later released. After appearing before the magistrate, his preliminary hearing was set for December 14th. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reported yesterday there were two recent arrests. On November 16, 35-year-old David Neil Gilbert of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, and child endangerment. Gilbert appeared before the magistrate and was released on a promise to appear in court. And on November 19th, 26-year-old Mackenzie Jacob Belknap of Audubon was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, and criminal mischief. Belknap appeared before a magistrate and was also released on a promise to appear in court. Officials of the Creston Police Department today issued their daily report on arrests and incidents. According to the report, Stephen Ray Oakes of Creston was arrested at around 1:45 p.m. Monday for public intoxication. He was later released on a $300 bond. And at around 2:30 this morning, Brandon Joseph Lee Tull of Creston was arrested for driving under suspension. He was later released on a promise to appear in court. Creston police said also a man residing in the 300 block of North Vine Street reported Monday morning that someone stole cash and prescription pills from his vehicle as it was parked near his residence. The loss was estimated at $255. The incident was thought to have happened sometime between 10 p.m. Sunday and 9:30 a.m. on Monday. And finally, in area news, a man from Union County was involved in three separate crashes early Sunday morning. In an update to our stories yesterday, police say that at around 6 a.m., 28-year-old Tyler Michael Linderman of Creston was backing a 2001 Dodge Dakota pickup out of his driveway at 1710 160th Street when the pickup crossed the street and struck a 2005 BMW car in the driveway across the street. The owner of the BMW heard the crash and went outside to see Linderman, still in his pickup, trying to leave the scene. The vehicles were stuck together, so Linderman left his vehicle and began walking south across the road toward his residence. Damage from the incident amounted to $12,000. About one half hour later, Linderman was driving a 1996 Ford Econoline truck that was traveling west at a high rate of speed on Town Line Road. The vehicle left the road to the west and crashed through two fences on the corner lot. The vehicle ramped up the median created for the railroad tracks, went airborne and landed hard in the parking lot of the Bunomatic Company, leaving excessive vehicle debris. The vehicle was totaled in the crash. The total amount of damage from that incident amounted to $16,250. Linderman then apparently acquired a 2011 Toyota Sienna minivan. That vehicle was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 6:40 a.m. near the 74-mile marker when it twice rear-ended a 2005 Hyundai Elantra that was also heading westbound on 34. The Hyundai came to rest on the eastbound lane of travel, while the minivan Toyota continued westbound into the south ditch before coming back across the roadway and going into the north ditch. Linderman was not wearing a seatbelt. He suffered life-threatening injuries and was flown by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines. The driver of the other vehicle was not injured, and then the van that he was driving was said to have been, the van that Linderman was driving, that is, was said to have been reported stolen. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.